Computertalk.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11. Feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And commercial free. So plenty of time to dig more deeply into your question and talk more deeply about the issues that you're having. So everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. And if you follow us over at the Facebook page, the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, we're there as well. You can see us on the old Facebook cams there. And you can, of course, interact with the other members of the group. It's a free group. It's just, you know, say you want to join. And lots of great back and forth and help happening on those Facebook pages. So let's go to your calls. We're going to go to David in Vernon first. What's happening, David?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm coming to you from a GoNetSpeed customer.
Yeah.
I am.
Ooh. Great.
Okay. Anyway, so I listen to WTIC on my phone, and I just type in the internet browser, WTIC, and then I select the station and whatnot. But sometimes, depending upon where I am, it's in my pocket and I'm walking around the house, I lose signal. And it just doesn't happen at my house. It happens on, I work outside. It happens on the job site.
Yep.
And am I doing something wrong or?
Well, do you use the app? Do you use the Odyssey app?
No.
That would be easier and more reliable, I think. I'm not sure how you're really getting the station by just doing a Google search.
Well, he's.
Well, I'm typing in my browser, in my internet
it's
browser.
It's coming in through the browser.
WTIC. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would tell you to use the app. If you download the Odyssey app, you'll have a better result, I think. You can still lose the station, though, if you have bad signal, bad internet signal wherever you are. You could still drop because that's a data connection to your network now.
Right. Well, when you're listening to it through a browser, the browser has to decode the sound. And it has to use whatever codecs are built into it. And if you use the Odyssey app instead, that'll have the proper codecs embedded right in it. And it'll instead of the browser shelling out, which is a computer term, to some other decoding engine to get the sound, that's two steps of computing.
Right.
Whereas the Odyssey app is probably going to do it in one.
And you so can it's a more direct line.
It's a better tool for the job.
Right. And instead of having two different buffers handling the data coming in, you're just going to have one.
Okay.
The other thing, too, is you can actually pause the show, whatever show you're listening to, and pick it back up again whenever you want. So that's another aspect of the app.
Ironically, that's a lot of times that's what happens when I get the signal back, even if I don't touch the phone. Let's say it's just sitting on a table or something.
Yeah.
I come back, and then, you know, it may have been 5 or 7 minutes, whatever, and when it comes back, it picks up where it dropped off.
Oh, okay. So it is pausing itself. It's detecting when it stopped, and then it's detecting when it picks back up.
Yeah,
correct.
But still, I'm just thinking that the browser is not going to be quite as good as the native app.
No.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, try it out.
I'll try it, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to the shows and what you want. So you can subscribe to our program or any other program on the station here, and listen to it whenever you want.
I got it.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it, David.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. All right. Let's move on to all you guys called in at the same time. Let's go to who's next? Larry in Middlefield. What's happening, Larry?
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Larry in Middlefield here.
Yeah.
They ran fiber out here on my street, I think, back in the fall. It was completed.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, this Frontier, I get a lot of solicitations, and I think a few from GoNetSpeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they share that same fiber?
Nope.
No?
No, they're mortal enemies. They have their own networks.
Yeah.
I got to go out there and look. So they have to run another one for GoNetSpeed.
Well, if you're getting solicitations, they might have already done so. And that's the thing here. You've got competition. You've got the Frontier fiber line and the GoNetSpeed fiber line, and probably either a Comcast or a Cox cable line, which could also be fiber too, by the way. Those are the services that are going to be on your 40-foot piece of wood there sticking out of the ground.
Well, the wood's getting loaded down out there.
Yeah, it sounds can handle that
it.
Way.
It can handle it. So go put your address in for either service or both services and see what's available and then make some phone calls.
Okay, I'm with Comcast.
Yep.
And they were talking about upgrading and all that, but not specifically, you know, the copper.
Right.
I don't believe they're updating the fiber.
Right. They probably have the copper line out there, and they want to give you a new modem with DOCSIS whatever for your high-speed connection for the old-fashioned right. cable service. But fiber is going to be, you know, unlimited speed, really. So you can get whatever speed you need. It'll be the last line that needs to be run to your house ever. Whichever company you choose. We would tell you to choose GoNetSpeed if it's available.
Right. Well, I'll have to go out there and take a look.
Well, I'm not sure you could. I don't think they have a flag on it. I would tell you.
Well, I know what's what out there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So, I mean, there's a lot out there and... You know, I'll go online and check anyways.
Yeah.
And when all else fails, ham radio.
Yeah, that's true. That'll still be there forever.
I can always make a contact on the radio.
Yep.
And when everything else goes dead. All right, thanks.
All right. You got it, Larry. Yeah, hopefully he's got a crank on the radio there just in case. You know, crank up the ham radio.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them do have that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to AJ out there in South Windsor. You there, AJ? There you are.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I'm listening again, and I'm walking on my track
yes.
here with my morning exercise.
Yeah.
Anyway, on this business with landlines and whatnot, I have a landline which I'm going to remove because I use it for this consulting business I had after I retired, and I don't do that anymore.
There you go.
So I've been looking. I made a cursory look at a couple things. You guys mentioned UMA, and I looked at that.
Yep.
And one of the things, and I may be wrong here, and it was a quick look, but it seems like you had to have the phone near your router. Is that true?
No, they have a base, and then you can plug the phone into, it'll actually communicate over the internet, over the Wi-Fi in your system, I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to remember, it's been a long time since I plugged in an UMA. They might use your old RJ11 lines in the house, too, to connect.
Yeah, the phone would get plugged into the UMA box, but yeah. I think the UMA box can be anywhere on your network.
Right.
As long as it's somehow connected to your router somewhere through some kind of wiring in your house, you can have it wherever you want it. You just have to have that Ethernet connection for it.
Okay. Second question here.
Yeah.
I've been looking at, also there's a thing that Community Telephone, and they have a box that you could... it was one of those, we will use the same lines and whatnot as your landline, but you don't pay the same monthly fee.
Yeah.
Like half. Are you familiar with Community Telephone?
I did. I think I looked into that. I think all it is cellular service again. They just take your copper line and turn it into a cell service. And they still kind of sell it as if it's copper. I have heard that before, but it's not. It's using voice over IP via, I'm pretty sure, a wireless service. Is that what you're finding? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So it's kind of smoke and mirrors. It's kind of getting you to go to a cell service, but you think you're paying for a copper line. So
the landline versus the cell phone, when the power goes down.
Yeah.
I have landline, but I don't have internet or cell service.
Well, yes. So you're right, right? The old copper dial tone works, but it won't work forever, guys. They're not investing in the technology. So to put your hopes and dreams in having that dial tone available, I would contend is not that good anymore. Back in the 80s and 90s, yeah, right? The technology is being maintained and kept up. But they're trying to get you off it as fast as they can because they don't want to keep maintaining it.
Right. That's the whole thing. They don't want to have to keep maintaining all this copper wire
right.
that's stretched for miles all over creation.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of it.
Right. And so, Mike, I would bet that if there was some sort of emergency like we had a decade ago with the whole October snowstorm, that you may not have a dial tone these days. You know, you might be like, oh, gee, I don't have a dial tone here either. You know, because I would think they're not maintaining it. Who knows?
Well, if you have the community phone base and you have it on a UPS,
you get some.
You might have a connection. Right. I don't know. It depends on the cell towers and whether they have power.
Right. And now they all have battery backups because they were. Oh, it's like, oh, if they're running out of power, I can't run. So, yeah.
I'm getting bombarded by Frontier with phone calls. And phone calls in particular,
right?
But I don't pick up. So just leave a message. And last question.
Yeah.
What phone service do you guys have?
I use Google Fi. Google Fi is my cell service. Google Fi, and basically it uses a couple of different cell carriers: T-Mobile and one other one that I can't think of off the top of my head right now. Something cellular. It's been great. My wife and I both use it, and it's cheaper than others that are out there, and it does a great job offering me cell service. And we got rid of our landline a long time ago.
Is it easy to port over your current phone number?
Depending on your phone, right? So it's an eSIM. Your phone has to be able to handle it. So you would have to go on to Google Fi and see if your phone can support that service, because some of these cell phones are locked into a certain SIM carrier, right? So you're stuck with Verizon or what have you because it's built into the SIM. Mine's an eSIM, meaning I can use any carrier I want because I chose a phone that would be wide open like that.
Yeah, well, you know, at my age, we're tied into a whole bunch of medical phone numbers.
Yeah.
And we want to keep in touch.
Right.
So, without going around and changing them all.
Yeah, I would think a cell number. I mean, you could always like do what I said earlier and do the Google number there.
Google Voice.
Google Voice, thank you. And the Google Voice number,
and
forward it to yourself.
Route that to wherever you want it to go, whether it's your cell or something else.
But all that still depends on having power for Wi-Fi, right?
No, your cell service is not going to need Wi-Fi.
If it's Google Voice, no. The only thing you would have to concern yourself with is whatever is getting the call.
Right.
And if it's a cell phone, then it should still work, again, as long as the cell towers hold up.
Part of the issue is you're trying to visualize. You're using the copper technology in your mind to visualize connectivity. Right? You're saying, I have a copper line and I'm connected to that network. And then you can kind of feel it, touch it, and understand it. When it comes to the Google Voice, that's a voice over IP that doesn't care where you are, it'll send the carrier call to your cell number wherever you are because you're connected to the network via the cell. So the connectivity is a little more difficult to see than it is when you have a copper line coming right to your phone. And that's what's confusing is what I'm getting at.
You know, I wish we were on a video because you could do a block diagram.
Yes.
Which I would understand a lot with a flow chart.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. Bring a whiteboard in here, Dennis, and I can draw it out on the camera. We'll have a whiteboard for that.
It's very instructive. Well, thanks, guys.
You got it, AJ.
Very much. Listen to you all on my morning walk every Saturday.
Nice. And I should be out there walking too, but no, we're not. We're in here in the studio.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see what's going on in Glastonbury and Carol. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi. I think all of the seniors are up early this morning.
Yeah.
That's why we all jumped on here. But I have been calling to see if GoNet Speed was in my area, and they finally made it in my part of Glastonbury, so I've changed over to them.
All right. Congratulations.
And I would say it's, you know, working just fine. And for people considering it, if you have a referral or you refer someone, they have a 3-month no charge for the person who was referred. So that I'm enjoying that very much. And just a couple of nuances. When I went to the fiber.
Yeah.
I had a really nice laser printer, and it was, but it was wired to my computer.
Computer. Yeah.
And I wasn't aware that this is all wireless now. And so my next job was to go shopping for a wireless printer.
No.
People who don't know that.
No, you don't have to do that, Carol.
Nope.
Okay.
So a wired printer is always a wired printer. It doesn't.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with your internet service.
But I don't use my computer anymore, so I had nothing to wire it into.
Oh, that's different. Okay,
yeah.
So you get rid of, so your internet service has nothing to do with that. You chose to get rid of your computer.
Yes, and that was before GoNet speed, but I was
okay.
Still using my printer with my phone.
Right.
And so I couldn't use the printer after that.
We should be able to.
Yeah, you should be able to.
I tried it a lot of different ways.
The printer should be able to connect to your GoNet speed router.
Right.
Okay. So they told me I needed to come in on the first floor with the wireless router. And my office area is in my extra room upstairs.
Oh.
And it could have been run up my house and into the side. And that was just more than, you know, cable was already there and I didn't need that. So
gotcha.
They said, no, we have to go into your living room. And I said, well, this is not a computer technology room. This is my living room, which is a television. I don't want to put my laser printer in my living room.
No. Now I get
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
That was tricky.
That makes sense.
But anyway, just something to think about if you're moving toward that.
That's a good point. So let's talk about real quick. So before I ask the next question. So what she's saying is she had her internet service on her second floor, right? But the new one came in on a different floor. And
right.
Now that the printer is not connected to the internet service because it's on the second floor, she would have had to run a wire because the printer was not wireless. So that is just
right.
a choice, and I hear what happened there. It's unusual to have
right.
your internet service put in your second floor. Usually it's in your basement or your first floor, but that's how you ended up.
Well, I've had my office in both places in different homes I've lived in, upstairs, downstairs. But
makes
not,
sense.
You know, and on the main floor.
So. Yep.
And they said, well, you could drop a line down through the wall.
Yep.
But we don't do that.
Right.
That's not our business to,
yep.
you know, nope. run lines through,
exactly.
The house. So, but along with this transition, I have my other modem
yep.
that I used before. And it still shows up, you know, when people pick an internet to hook up with. We go to the one from GoNet Speed, and I haven't unplugged it yet.
The old
so
service.
The old modem still shows up.
Right. So you've got your was it
modem.
Comms? Was it? Oh, it was a Netgear modem. Was it a Comcast or a Cox service in Glastonbury?
It was the one I used in between the Cox and the.
Okay.
I had two modems. Can
so,
I unplug?
Yeah, so that Netgear Netgear device is just broadcasting its cell signal. It's a service, but it's not going to work. It's broadcasting
right.
an SSID. That's all it's doing.
Yeah. So I just unplug that and get rid of it. I just didn't even think about it. I just left it in. Okay.
Yeah, unplug.
Okay. So this business of having two lines, I have Verizon.
Yep.
And I have a phone line.
Yeah.
That I use in the house. And I had the old headsets, you know, that your handsets that you have three
mm-hmm.
connected to one. And so I have always had that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I have my cell phone.
Yep.
And on Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I do that is for $20 a month, it helps me find my cell phone when I lose it in the house. So I pay $20 a month for a cell phone finder.
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
And it's saved me. I mean, I lose it at least once a day. I lay it down here, lay it down there, leave it in the car, you
yeah.
know. And that works for me. It's
All right.
another, and it also, for people who really are married to their old lines, it feels like you're on a phone.
Yeah.
Because you're holding the, you know, the headset. So
that is funny.
I don't know whether there's any other way to find your cell phone other than to call yourself.
There's
that's
apps.
What I use it for.
Well, there's apps, and then both Apple and Google have built-in ability to find your Android and iOS devices.
But don't you have to have those devices in your hand or another computer to use that app?
Well, you'd have to have some computer to get to do it. Yeah.
You know, right. A tablet or something
and
else.
And for the moment, I only use my phone for everything. Oh. I mean, I do all my stuff on there.
If you got rid of the phone lines, you'd save $20 a month. You could save up to buy another device.
So just using, I hear you laughing, even when you're not laughing. So I could use my iPad to find my
cell
phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could. Sure.
Yep. So stop feeding.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I've been thinking, you know, getting a laptop again. I had all of this stuff before. I just find it very convenient to use my phone now. But okay, that's good to know.
Yep. That's awesome.
It's been worth the insurance up until now.
All right. Well, we're laughing with you, Carol. You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Love your show.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I've never heard of that before. I need to find my cell phone with my old copper line. Just the irony of that is just so juicy. Don't you think it's just crazy?
Yeah.
It's like trying to find your car keys with a horse. Hey, Fred, tell me where my car keys are. Three hoofs for in the bedroom and two hoofs for in the kitchen. The old copper lines, you're going to lose them anyways. The companies are trying to get out of the business. Now, there are some states that are actually forcing carriers to continue to maintain lines. I think we had that story a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
saw it, right?
I think so.
There's states that are saying you must maintain these copper lines for these reasons. So there's going to be that occurs. And maybe that's a good idea. Maybe it's not. I would contend it may not be a good idea because forcing the company to keep that stuff running while they're not really maintaining the equipment these days may not be a good idea.
It's just going to increasingly become unreliable. And if the idea is to give people a reliable connection and make sure that they have it, that's not the way to do it.
No.
It's not.
It definitely isn't. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Another half an hour available to you guys. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And yes, if you're listening via the internet, download the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is really pretty good. I was listening to it. We went to up in New Hampshire. We saw our in-laws up there. They were in the sticks, I'll tell you. Holy moly, that was a ride. But we listened to the Odyssey app up there, and it worked beautifully. And you can listen to 1080 no matter where you are in the country. And you can listen to all sorts of different radio stations, too. Not just 1080, but you can subscribe to our station and our show and other shows here on the station using the Odyssey app. But it worked really well. It was like dystopian. We were driving up. It was literally like it was Wednesday afternoon at like 11 in the morning. And there was nobody on 91 coming or going. We were like the only car. I just felt like it was like a Mad Max episode because I'm sitting there driving just by myself with the wife and the dog and literally nobody else on the highway. I'm like, nobody lives in Vermont. Nobody.
Nobody?
Nope. And we got off the highway. They shut the highway down for like six exits in the middle of a Wednesday, middle of the day. It's shut down. I'm like, that's how few people work or around in Vermont. They literally were able to shut the highway down. We had to go on Route 5 to head north. And couldn't believe it. But you can listen to the Odyssey app, and you can catch all your shows no matter where you are. We're going to be here till 11. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, and we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Four lines open for you, wide open this morning, 860-522-9842. No matter where you are in the country, if you're listening via the Odyssey app out there in Oshkosh, feel free to give us a ring. But as usual and customary, as we wait for your calls, we do want to bring up technology news that you can use, and TeamViewer.
TeamViewer?
Yeah. Basically, TeamViewer is a tool that geeks like us use all the time to help people remotely with their systems. We use other technologies as well. But TeamViewer themselves, they were hacked, possibly.
What?
Their security team detected an irregularity within one of its networks, which, of course, according to our favorite Across the Pond tech blog, The Register, is a fancy way of saying someone broke in.
Whoa.
So they have 600,000 customers. Now, the worry here, right, is that if the tool that you're using to remotely connect to computers and that company's been breached, how does that impact its customers who use TeamViewer to work on remote computers? So don't know how scary that really is. If you have locked down your remote viewing access to the tool with two-factor authentication, you're probably okay. But they say, the security team says, that there's no evidence to suggest that the product environment or customer data is affected. But that's pretty much the line they say all the time, no matter who is impacted by this. So we'll put the link up here for you guys to read. So far, it doesn't sound to be like a big thing here to worry about. But you never know. Because whenever a tool like this is impacted, you always worry about the ramifications, just like that MoveIt tool that was impacted.
Oh, yeah. And I think there's a new MoveIt vulnerability.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
So people are now still leveraging that breach.
Well, one assumes that they probably are now that we know about the vulnerability, but it's a new one that developed even after the old one was fixed.
Great. So that was considered the biggest breach in history before Snowflake.
It might still be bigger even than Snowflake, but I guess we're going to have to find that out over time.
Yeah, they can battle that out.
Yeah.
All right. So your calls are all coming in, but we want to bring up that other story you had there, Dennis, just for a little bit of time there
to talk about that
before we get to your calls.
We have a story where a very large U.S. hospital had over a million patient records stolen.
Mm.
And it happened because an employee at the developer for some software that they use, which is called Nuance.
Yep.
It happens to be owned by Microsoft at this point.
Oh.
However, there was a Nuance employee.
Yep.
Who was terminated, but his accounts weren't disabled.
Oh, brother.
So somebody, possibly that person or maybe somebody else, used that account and they got into this hospital systems and they stole a whole lot of patient records.
Right.
A lot of them. It's big. Yeah. And, you know, and all of this is the kind of thing that's completely preventable.
Right.
And it's not a software issue.
No.
It is a business functional issue.
Right.
Where you go when you let somebody go, or if somebody quits, or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you go through an offboarding process to remove them.
Right.
And you get them out.
Yep. And a lot of the compliance frameworks require you have an offboarding process.
Right. And they require that it be followed, and they probably require documentation that it was followed for each instance where somebody leaves.
Right. So we'll put the link up to the story there. So pay attention. If you leave old accounts open, even in your own life, you leave old accounts open, just like old lines of credit and what have you, those types of things that are just sitting out there. If you don't pay attention to them or keep an eye on them, before you know it, somebody's using that account because you used a password of ice cream and they're in. All right. So keep that in mind. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Chris in Wethersfield, talk more about landlines. What's going on, Chris?
Can you take one more?
Sure.
Yeah.
For a home that has multi-jacks and you want to, you know, change from the landline, do you need a modem at every jack?
To do what?
Well, for extensions, you know. Will one modem work for all the extensions?
Yeah. So like the Ooma technology, if you go on to Ooma's site, you'll be able to have the Ooma box sitting near your firewall. And then the extensions, I think they're wireless, will connect to the Ooma box. You won't need jacks. And they'll connect and allow you to make phone calls if you still want to use that old landline. But you're not using the landline. You're going to convert it into voice over IP. So you're not going to use those RJ11 jacks anymore.
Okay, one other question.
Mm-hmm.
With the old system, everything was on the outside of the house. This modem thing is driving me a little crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a modem? You know, home is a home. And then I'm thinking, where's this modem going to be?
Right. What do you have for internet now, Chris?
I don't have internet. I just have a landline.
You don't have internet?
No.
You're like the last one.
Yeah, no, I used to. I used to have MSN or Microsoft, but I just don't I don't need it.
All right.
I really don't need it.
I hear you. You're probably better off for it.
Yeah.
It has become life admin. I mean, it's, I remember back in the day, automation, let's put you on CAD CAM, engineers. Mm-hmm. You know, now you can have more time for engineering.
Right.
I'm sorry, we've become, secretaries, old school.
Yeah.
That's why I just...
You want to be disconnected and you like it that way.
I do.
All right. So... What are you trying to change then? Are you, they're telling you have to get rid of your landline is what they're telling you.
Yeah. So, but you want the convenience of a home that has, you can go to any room and you can always pick up a phone.
Yeah.
So
do you have a cell phone, Chris, or no?
Not yet.
Okay. If I were you, I would not tell you to go through this process of this landline change, and I would tell you to consider a cell phone. That's because that way your phone's with you, whatever room you're in.
Oh, but then I have to remember, like the last lady, where did I leave the cell phone?
Yeah. I hear you.
See the beauty of how it was, and now I'm being inconvenienced by technology.
The irony. I hear you.
The irony of it all.
Yes.
Right. I have to go old school. I loved having a secretary. Now I have to do my own typing.
Oh.
It's becoming unbearable.
All right. Well, based on what you just said then, yes, you'll need to get an internet service of some, or you can do that, what was that one? The community one. The community service that turns it into cellular. It gives you a cell phone.
I bet you would have to have a box.
Yes, you need a box.
For every phone.
No.
No. No.
No. And your phone doesn't sound that good, Chris. It's
called community telephone.
Yeah, you're cracking up. Like I can tell your line is begging to be turned off. It's freaking up.
Okay.
I think community telephone. So you would need a box there. And I would think, believe it or not, that might be for you the best option. Based on what you've told us, you don't want an internet service. You don't want a cell phone. So you're kind of going to get a cellular service to act like a landline, and that might work for you. But I hear you. You're probably much happier not being connected.
I am. I'm really very happy. I love relationships more than I love technology.
I agree. Relationships are more important than technology. That's
okay.
Something we're losing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. So community telephone would be her best bet, probably. All right. Let's go to – oh, you've got to be kidding. We're going to go to somebody in Connecticut who's anonymous and is talking about dial tone. What's going on there, anonymous?
Yeah. Well, I'm old-fashioned, okay, like the lady I think you were just talking to.
Sure.
I have is a landline with a answering machine. And I don't have anything else, and I sort of don't want anything else.
Yeah.
I don't have a computer. I don't have a cell phone. I don't have anything.
Wow.
As I was listening to your show, I've never listened to it before, and I thought I heard somebody say that eventually we're going to lose our dial tone.
You're going to lose your old-fashioned copper lines eventually, yes. Unless the legislature forces it to stay, like other states have done.
And does Connecticut force?
Not yet, that I know of.
I haven't heard that.
No.
I mean, you're saying it'll last? It'll be okay?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry, what's going to happen?
We don't know. We literally do not know.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I got this thing from Frontier.
Yeah.
And it said about... switch into, I guess, 100% fiber technology.
Right.
So is that something I should do?
Well, if you want to still have your dial tone, they're giving you a way to keep it.
Oh.
So you're going to be doing
what
that.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to eventually not be able to use my phone?
Possibly. We don't know.
Possibly.
But it's not going to stay forever unless the legislature forces it to stay where they maintain these lines, depending on how many of you are out there that don't want to connect to the newer technology, which is your prerogative. So, yes, over time, you might lose it. You're not losing it anytime soon.
Okay.
But if you heard even the last caller's connection, it was breaking up, it had issues.
I heard a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's the copper lines. I mean, even water or rain and issues with the lines, they're getting old, they're not being maintained, and they want to get you off of them. So I don't know when that'll happen, but it will happen eventually that you're going to have to make a decision. Don't do it just because of this show today.
Okay.
Keep running as long as you like. No one's making you. And since you're not using anything else, you're not using internet, you're not using computers.
No.
You're not. How are you watching TV? Are you even watching TV?
No.
Oh, my goodness. You're just having a happy life.
Yeah.
Since you're not doing any of that, you don't have to pay attention to any of it yet.
Okay. I do watch VHSs on an old TV.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that will keep working.
That'll keep working. Your old tapes will work until the tape player dies.
Or the tapes break.
Or the tapes break, yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I got really upset.
Oh, we don't want to get you upset, but I see how you're living.
I didn't realize all this was going on.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, you probably wouldn't. You wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
They're pushing it pretty hard to get you over to fiber.
Okay. And that would be the thing. I would go with this Frontier.
In the future. But don't do it on the account of this show right now. I think you can keep operating the way you are for a little while longer.
For a while.
Yeah. What do you mean by a little while?
I don't know. It's all relative.
One year, three years, 20 years, who knows?
Who knows?
We literally don't know.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The land of steady habits. That is that is it. Let's go on to Ron in Newington. What's happening, Ron?
Yes. All of a sudden, my monitor went like three-quarters. It like went jumbo, like three-quarters bigger than normal. So I can't see all of the places where I have to, you know, click on.
Yes. Your resolution changed on you. You went down to 640 by 480.
Or worse, he went to something that the monitor can't really handle. Hold on a second.
Yeah. You set your resolution.
Maybe time for a new monitor.
No.
You have Windows or Windows 11, Windows 10, Mac? What do you have?
Windows 11, I believe.
Okay. We'll post an article on how to deal with it. Part of the issue, though, is that you might have to find a way to travel around on your screen in order to get to the controls that you're going to need.
Safe mode.
I know.
Couldn't he pop into safe mode? Is there a window?
Yeah, he could boot to safe mode and then change it there.
Yeah. So that might be a way.
Okay.
Somehow you change your resolution on your monitor to a really, really bad resolution.
I'm old school, too, so we still have a landline. Although we all have cell phones, but my wife wants a landline.
Yeah, I know. It's the weirdest thing. I know. It's okay. You guys can keep them. I was part of that, too. My wife wanted the landline, too. I finally convinced her.
Yeah. Okay. So you'll post a link?
We'll post a link of ways to change that res.
We'll post a link to changing the resolution, and then we'll also post a link to getting into safe mode.
In Windows 11.
That would be really helpful.
All right.
Yeah, you got it, Ron.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Old school. I mean, Dennis and I are old school, too.
We are. Some of us remember programming and retrieving programs and writing them on paper tape.
Wow. Paper tape.
3/4-inch yellow paper tape.
Jeez.
And there's holes got punched in them. Eight rows of eight.
That's old school.
So 8-bit programming.
That's old school. Whew. All right. So, yeah, I mean, we can understand. I mean, if it works, again, why mess with it if it works? That I completely understand. Let's go on to Nancy in South Windsor. What's happening, Nance?
Hey, I am curious about VPN. My son keeps telling me we should get it. I don't even know what it is. It's supposed to protect our information.
Yep. Your son's on the right track.
Okay. So how do I get this, and is there a particular product that you would recommend?
Yep. So a VPN is basically a way for you to be on the internet with an encrypted tunnel. so that when you're online, anything that you're doing online is completely encrypted and quote unquote protected from what are called man in the middle attacks. So the VPN technology we recommend, or I would recommend, and Dennis may concur, is the Proton VPN. So what'll happen is when you bring up your computer, you're going to click on the VPN, and you can actually have your VPN connection go via Switzerland if you want. Right?
Okay.
Now, what that does, though, is it messes with the times of emails that come in because it's taken now Swiss time into account, and I've had some issues with emails. You could also choose different states to have your VPN pop out. So if you choose, like, you know, New Mexico, now you're, again, the weather you're going to get is from New Mexico, because that's where your VPN's pumping out. So it's one of those things when it comes to VPNs, especially within your own home, it might be a little more overkill than you need, but it is the right idea. For your cell phone, you would want to use it if for some crazy reason you find yourself in like a airport and you want to get on something sensitive like your bank account or your, you know, your financial information or what have you. You want to initiate a VPN so that anybody else is on, who's on that network can't really see what you're doing. Again, that man in the middle attack. It'll protect you. So it's a different way of thinking. Again, running a VPN on your cell phone, again, will screw up your location information so that if you're trying to, you know, get somewhere from point A to point B, it may not know where you're starting because your VPN is in the way. Stuff like that. So it's going to cause a little bit of weirdness for you. You're not going to want to run it all the time, but he's not wrong that VPNs are helpful for security.
So you don't spend time on your home computer, or just when you're doing sensitive, paying bills or something like that?
Right. You turn it on when you're paying bills or doing something sensitive, even in your home computer, that kind of thing. That's when you do it. You don't have to run it all the time. Not that you're doing anything wrong.
Is it a monthly fee?
Some of them are free.
Okay.
I think Proton does offer a free VPN.
They have a free tier.
Yep.
They also have paid tiers, and some of the middle tiers are actually really pretty cheap.
And, yeah.
Okay.
But you get quite a bit for that little bit of money.
And also, Nancy,
Is there anything specific I should make sure that I have with these options? I don't even know what the options would be.
Well, you're going to find that the options are limited to where you can connect your VPN to and how fast,
okay.
Right? So when you're connected to a server on a free server, it may not be as fast as you're paying for the premium service. Because when you encrypt all your data, everything goes slower, right?
Okay.
And so if you find yourself in a free service popping out on a free VPN, that server is probably oversubscribed and may not operate as quickly as if you're running through a paid VPN. Also, if your internet service isn't that good, you're going to also really be impacted by the VPN. So if you have maybe 100 megabit internet service, you're going to notice possibly some degradation in performance with that VPN running.
Okay.
So if you get a really good fiber service, you won't really notice. But if you have a slow, and again, depending on how far you're going, like in my case, I typically go to Switzerland just because I think it's cool.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome, Nancy.
Appreciate it. Love your show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Smart kid there, though, telling her mom to get VPN.
Yeah, it's good advice.
So, all right. We got a couple minutes here. Nothing going on the lines. Do you want to talk about anything there, Mr.
Yeah, the state of Arkansas, their attorney general, is suing the Temu app.
He's suing the Temu app. Okay.
Yeah, T E M U. I don't know if we've brought it up before, but it's been heavily advertised in a lot of places, and what it does is it sells a small amount of different things for almost no money.
Small amount of different things.
Well, yeah.
Like a dollar store?
They might have like 20 different things that are for sale at any given time.
Okay.
And they'll charge outrageously small prices for these things.
Outrageously small?
Yeah. Yeah.
How is it outrageously and small at the same time? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, it's just, you look at the price and you're like, wait a minute, $1 for that?
Oh,
and
okay.
It's actually something that you would pay $20, $30, $40 for.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just way out of line.
Okay. Something's wrong. It seems too good to be true.
Bingo.
Ah.
And the upshot of it is that this app is actually run out of China.
Oh, okay.
And all of the products are shipped out of China. So even though you're paying very little for what you're getting, it can take a few weeks for you to get it. At any rate,
yeah,
it's kind of a controversial app, you know, mostly because it's, you know, run out of China. The Attorney General of Arkansas actually claims that the app itself is malware.
Oh.
It's actually tapping your phone and looking at stuff that it shouldn't see, things like that.
We don't know that to be true or not, but that's his contention.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's in the lawsuit. It shows what the permissions are that are requested when you use the app.
Right.
And, you know, in a lot of cases, it sounds like a lot, but there are an awful lot of apps out there that have, you know, a lot of permission requests, and
right,
a lot of them need those permissions, whatever they are. But at any rate, he's suing them. And I've always looked at that app. I'm like, why would anybody ever get involved with that? It's right. Just so obvious that it's a hook.
Gotcha.
It's a hook.
So you don't think they're going to actually get the product at that?
Well, no, people get the products. I mean, the service is what it is. It's just that what you're paying for is so cheap.
Something suspicious.
Why would they be doing that?
And that would be back to his contention that there's more going on here. Data
that
collecting.
That meets the eye. Yeah.
So that would make sense. Interesting.
And I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole if it were me.
I hear you. I don't either. But
not even having any part of it.
Nope. So be aware of that. If it's that cheap, it might be too good to be true. Let's grab we got a call here. We got Kim in Bloomfield who wants to chime in. Hey, Kim, real quick, what do we got for you?
I just want to know, do Wi-Fi extenders have a shelf life? I'm having drop service all of a sudden, even with my Odyssey and everything else. So I called, you know, Comcast. They checked my service. They said, no, you should be all set. You know, move Bluetooth or move your monitor.
Yep.
And then they suggested the second generation extenders now.
Yeah.
So would that make sense that I would have to replace them after just 3 years?
3 years seems a little short, but yes.
3 years sounds a little quick to be failing. But anything that's a radio transmitter can degrade over time. Because it's constantly putting out an EMF field, and that actually chemically and electrically can cause the components that are putting it out to degrade a little bit over time, marginally. But when that marginal degradation takes place to a certain point, it'll reach a break point where you actually notice a problem.
Yep.
And that,
yeah,
I think you've reached that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, it's been 4 years now that I think about it. So, all right. I just didn't want to be scammed. That's all.
No.
You need the second generation, you know, boosters. Okay. Excellent.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to know.
You got it, Kim.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. I mean, the technology goes.
Well, what is a second generation booster, though?
I don't know, the next version of that version of that.
Well, maybe they're referring to going from like Wi-Fi 5 to 6 or something like that. Okay.
Something
more. Well, that would definitely improve things too.
It happens in your businesses too, guys. I mean, we're constantly changing and modifying Wi-Fi systems, A, because the devices you're using to connect to it have been changed and upgraded, and they're expecting something current. And if you get the old technology, that all of a sudden you're like, hey, yeah, it's like 8 years old. Well, yeah, back then you had X number, you know, your SSID was X, now it's Y.
Yeah.
And you got to change it. Well, we appreciate you guys joining us on the program today on this cloudy Saturday afternoon. We do appreciate that very much, because without you guys calling in, we're talking about Dennis's cats and my kids. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, as always, doing a great job. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything over at our Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network on Facebook. And if you follow us on X, it'll go there as well. Everything we post, it'll go to Twitter and Facebook for you. And then Dennis, right here in the studio, is posting over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. It also works. So feel free to subscribe to us on the Odyssey app. And we thank GoNetSpeed so much for making this commercial free.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.